Hi there. Imagine meeting you in a place like this. Hey, welcome to Archive Friday, everyone. Hope you got something cool planned for the weekend. Something that'll put the rest of the week behind you. Give you a chance to breathe. We all need it. Hey, we got the great Archive Friday for you. Dipping back into the archives for a Who's the Douchebag? Boy, and that, my friends, is coming up next.
I'm willing to say that 99% of my wardrobe has a logo on it. If you're like me or have someone in your life like me that loves graphic tees, let me tell you about Old Glory. Shirts, hoodies, knit caps, 3,000 items to choose from. You gotta check it out. OldGlory.com. Get 15% off using code BUZZ at OldGlory.com or just go to MorningBuzz.com deals for Old Glory. Once again, OldGlory.com.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at MorningBuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, the bass will suck.
Welcome back, man. I missed you. Okay. I told you what it was, and here it is. The Archive Fridays. Who's the douchebag?
Aging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Right. Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
Hey, what's up, douchebag?
Okay, so you got something going on, and you think you're right. You're aggravated. You're having a problem. There's a sitch. There's a situation between you and someone else, and one of you is right and one of you isn't. Or at least so you think. I wonder how many times we've done this. We've read these letters, and the person who wrote them, who was eventually called a douchebag, actually ever rethought and go, you know what? They're right. I wonder if it ever turned anybody's opinion. Like, I never thought of it that way. You're right. I do look like a douchebag. I wonder, you know. Yeah. And maybe we'll never know. We always love the follow-up videos. We don't seem to get a lot of them, but we love the follow-ups.
Laura is looking it up, how long we've been doing it, and then she's figuring it out. She's going to have a number for us before the show's over of how many of them we've ever done.
All right.
Because she's that type of girl.
So you can send your email to us at...
you just gave her a challenge.
Greg@MorningBuzz.com, Laura@MorningBuzz.com, RoadkillBlacksmith@MorningBuzz.com. If you send them to Roadkill, he just prints them up and gives them to me.
Yep.
He doesn't want the clutter.
Yeah.
You know, so really it's Blacksmith, Laura, Greg. All right, here we go. Godfather. I work at a construction type company. Every other week we have a company meeting. My boss allows his girlfriend to attend these meetings with their son, who is about a year old. During the meetings, his girlfriend breastfeeds their son in front of all the men while we try to talk about the jobs we have going on. She doesn't cover herself, and all of us have seen her boobs. This makes all the men in the meeting very uncomfortable, and it's very distracting. I understand that breastfeeding your child is natural and can be a natural thing, but I don't feel a company meeting filled with men is appropriate time to be doing this. So my question is, am I the douchebag for wanting to tell my boss that it makes me uncomfortable, or is my boss the douchebag for allowing this to happen? Now, as I drink this in...
Get it.
Thank you. You got it. You're on it. You're good. As I drink this in, the answer to me... seems obvious. But then the more I think about it, I wonder if it is.
Can you read again how
she
is doing this? Is she covering up anything?
He says no. There's no covering.
Tells you if you try to say anything to that woman, her argument will be... It's not sexual. You think of it as a sexual thing. And the ones who don't cover up are almost psycho.
She does not cover, according to the
That's from movies.
According to
I
the
would
email.
Think you would just, if you're in a meeting, you would just cover with a blanket or something. It's very easy, I would think, just to make it not visible.
I don't have to, Kelly Brown. It's a beautiful, natural thing. I should be able to whip out my breast at any point, at any time, and feed my child.
You know, and I do agree with that. I do agree with the fact that, you know, if it happened in front of me, I wouldn't bat an eye. I wouldn't. And I don't think anybody else should. There's also, the real point here is that, you know, I think you got to know, you got to have some sense of decorum. I mean,
my child has to eat, Greg.
Okay. Well, let me just say that this isn't, there's no women in the company, that it's all guys. And that... I fully support your right to do it anywhere. I just don't know about a meeting. You go to this meeting and do it in front of all these guys. I think that's a bit of a
maybe she has
unusual.
A vested interest in the company or something. But again, just cover up.
Does she work there? If she works there, that's fine. I have no problem with that. If she doesn't, then I think it's an unusual thing.
And even as a guy, that's your wife or girlfriend that's coming in there and doing that. At some point, are you going to go,
let's not do that now.
I got a room full of guys. Yeah. Why are you doing that? It's one thing if we're somewhere, and I'm for it, but you're coming into a room of guys.
No, that's because you guys think of it as sexual.
But my other thing is...
sexual?
My other thing is...
Do. No, I don't. I just don't think you should be doing it in there.
He's pretending that he's the girl.
I'm the devil's advocate.
Well, can't you tell me you're pretending? You're
you don't
he's
know.
So good at
you know
it.
How he's Andy so good feels.
You're an amazing actor.
There's not a part of me that also thinks, you know, we gotta get over it. I'm gonna put the onus first on the boss. And secondly on the guy. Guy, relax, man. Just don't look. I mean, it's over there, it's fine. She's feeding a baby. Get over it. But I also have to agree that it's an unusual place for a girlfriend who doesn't work at the company to all of a sudden show up. Picture, we got a meeting at 11. Wouldn't it be weird if one of our boss's wives came in and breastfed like that
just
in front
for
of
the
wouldn't
meeting.
That be unusual in a workplace environment thing? This is not an employee. Laura sat here and pumped for months.
Years.
We didn't bat an eye.
Yeah, but she covered herself. So yeah. I mean, she's right.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, I bet I'm obviously.
And that's pumping. That's not having the child.
But either way,
matter.
It's
as
all
long
the
as
same.
You hide it, it doesn't matter.
I don't understand. And obviously, I mean, I'm pro breastfeeding. Do it wherever. I don't care.
Yeah.
But this seems strange to me that if I have the opportunity to put myself in a quiet room with just me and the baby and not have to wear the Hooter Hider, I wore the Hooter Hider in here because I wanted to be covered, and you guys are all sitting in here. But if I'm in a room by myself, I don't have to cover up, and it's more convenient. I just find it strange that she just goes to these meetings and breastfeeds in front of them.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, too. I don't think we have enough details. You know why? Because if she's in the back of the room behind the guys,
and
I got no problem.
To the meeting. Right.
I got no problem with it at all. And if you know it's back there and it bugs you just because she's there, that's on you. That's totally on you. Mm-hmm. But if she's sitting up front, which is how you make it sound, but I doubt that because I don't think anybody's going to do that. I really don't. I don't think any guy who owns a company is going to have his girlfriend in the front room of a business meeting, regardless of the business. I kind of question how you wrote it.
There's a lot of questions here. I just don't see her walking in and not even using they have these like sheer blankets that you can put over the baby so they're still breathable, and I just don't see her walking in there, whole boob out, and sitting in front of the whole meeting,
unless they're
showing
for Hood.
Well, that's some movies.
Wow.
Kelly just sits there, just nods his head. Unless they're working for
Hood. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
got you.
I don't.
I think it's pretty clear cut for me. I mean, you guys all know how I feel. I mean, this is just, you know. I think that women that do that are just out to, you know, just trying to take advantage of the situation. There's no reason that you couldn't. I mean, you pump into probably, which all women do when they're breastfeeding.
Not all.
You know, you can grab a bottle, or if you know you're going to be at the meeting and you got to be there, grab a bottle. There's no reason that you have to have your breast out uncovered in a business meeting at a business place of business.
I don't agree with your whole. I know, Andy, you say it many times that you can just grab a bottle.
I agree with you, Andy,
because if you are not getting the milk out of your breasts and you're using the bottle instead, you're still going to have to go and pump. So what's the purpose of doing it that way? It's just more, want to leak, you don't want to get engorged, you don't want...
Well, all right. No, I understand that, but let me say something. You sat here and pumped for God knows how many months.
Because Parker wasn't here.
Right? And you had backups in your freezer, the whole 10 yards. So you mean you couldn't tell me that once a week on a meeting, you couldn't take out a baggie and put it in a bottle and show up at a business meeting?
Every other week.
Every other week. And then instead of whipping out your breast, not covering it in a room full of men.
Depending on what time you feed and how you're lactating, whether or not she needs to feed at that time or pump. So
she's
if
she's working for Hood.
Yes, I could do that, but we don't know if she's pumping. We don't know anything.
But
there's some women
that
don't pump. It's
to me, none of that is the issue. None of it is. And, you know, Andy's entitled to that opinion, and certainly you are entitled to yours as well. I tend to agree with Laura. I think the guy, if you get wound up about somebody breastfeeding, get over yourself. Just move on, for God's sake. But what boss brings in a girlfriend to do that and allows them to do it at a business meeting? I've never heard of that. And if she's there every day, now this is another thing. This is another question I have. Is she there every day? Is she there every day? That also adds, okay, well, she got to do it. She's got to do it. Doesn't seem like it. But I don't know if this guy's being fully...
We're just focused on the meeting. She's at this meeting. That's what the douchebags...
It doesn't say why she's going to the meeting. It's just a visiting...
Doesn't even matter. Why would she...
Allows his girlfriend to attend these meetings.
Would that matter?
Well, if she's working for the company, it does matter. If she's part of the company...
No, but I mean, if she's at the meeting, what does it matter? What her reasons for being at the meeting
Because if she's an employee and she needs to breastfeed, I say go ahead, and that makes the writer the douchebag. Totally, to me. If it's totally. If she's not... That's a key thing. I don't think she should be there.
She won't be breastfeeding forever either.
Let me ask the question around the room. Would Jeff be okay with you whipping out your breast without no cover in a big business meeting? A business meeting that's all men. Would he be upset about that? You can say yes or no. I'm not going to jump on you.
No, I'm trying to put us in that situation because there's times, but most, I've never been... I'd say business meeting, no. But most of our friends and stuff, if they walked in and I was feeding, it
no,
wasn't.
No, I'm talking a business meeting at a company.
Yeah, he would have an issue.
Would your wife take out her breast in an all-male business meeting? Would you feel okay with that if she pulled it out and didn't cover it up and just had your child's?
My wife is very discreet, and if she did it and wasn't discreet in a meet, I would probably, I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And
Callie, would you be uncomfortable or comfortable with it?
In this scenario?
Yeah. No, in the scenario, if your wife showed up at a business meeting full of men...
Oh, yeah, I'd be uncomfortable if she didn't cover. If she covered, I'd be okay with it.
I'd be uncomfortable with that.
Okay. But if she covered, you'd be comfortable.
I would certainly hope that, I understand it, but I don't think you needed to do it right there and then. And I'm still confused. Is she part of the company
or is she not part of the company? So I guess
she's just showing up.
I'm not sure that factors in for me whether she's part of the company.
Oh, yeah. It's huge for me.
If she works there, then she can take out her breast?
Yeah, if she works there, then she's part of the team. But if she works there, Andy, she got a reason to be at the meeting. If she doesn't, she doesn't. That's my thing. If she works there, she's got a reason to be at the meeting. I have no problem with it. Even if it shows the boob, I don't care. It's a boob. Get over it. For God's sake, you're an adult.
Yeah, but you can't say that that's not distracting in a room full of men.
Oh, my God. It's not. It's not distracting.
Of course
it really shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be.
Yeah, maybe it shouldn't.
If you're a grown man, maybe it shouldn't be.
You know for a fact it is.
Well, then you're a moron.
Please, don't use that word.
Okay. I'm serious.
No way.
You're an idiot. If you have to sit there and you keep, I can't stop looking at you, and then you got a problem.
Then you're not thinking of
seriously.
What
you're like,
are
what are you 18? Are you 18?
I think you're fooling yourself if you think that a woman walking into a business meeting full of men, whipping out her breast and breastfeeding her child without even covering up, is not going to be a distraction. I think you're just fooling yourself.
Well, okay, you can. I sat here and wasn't distracted at all by Laura.
I wasn't distracted.
She was covered up.
I don't care.
And she was just pumping.
At some point, if I know the woman and she works there, she got a reason to be there, that's her kid, good for you, go.
Once in a while, she'd squirt us.
All right, so...
That was just fun.
I missed that.
We discussed it. There's some open... I mean, obviously, I don't know if she works there or not. That's a big thing for me. I have to go on the fact, based upon the information in the letter, it doesn't say she does. He allows her to go. So I'm going to say she doesn't work there. And if that's the case, I think the boss is the douchebag. Because if she doesn't work there, she got no business there. That's the only reason I'm saying... It's the boss. Who do you think it is? It's either the boss or is it the writer? That's the question.
Even if she did work there, I thought you would just at least try to cover with a little blanket or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say she's the douchebag.
The boss or him?
The boss, I guess.
All right, for allowing it. Okay, Scotty?
The boss for allowing it.
Okay. Andy?
The boss for allowing it, huh?
It's the boss or the writer who's complaining about it.
So the woman breastfeeding is not even part.
Yeah, it's basically the boss for allowing her to do that.
Yeah, then the boss.
Yeah. Laura?
I'm back and forth because there's so many.
I know there are a lot
questions,
of questions that I have. A lot of questions.
I think before we go to the phones, we should make that clear again to the listeners, because I think our listeners are going to go, "Oh, she's the douchebag."
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Okay, boss,
I just did make it clear.
I know.
I just said
when we go back after Laura's long answer, she'll give
the writer.
Nice curveball, Laura. The writer. Okay, so 888-556-7625 or 603.
Can I wake up
431 Rock.
Who's the douchebag? Oh, I'm going to punch somebody
tonight. Oh, nice.
It's either going to be the guy who's writing the letter because he wants to complain, or is it the boss for allowing it to happen? Those are your choices. Let's go to Lisa in Leominster. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. So who is the douchebag here? The choices are the boss for allowing it to happen or the guy that wrote the letter?
Definitely straight up the boss, because breastfeeding aside, babies are a distraction and they don't belong in business meetings.
Good point.
All right, but let me ask you this, Lisa. Let's say she works there. Is it any different?
Yes, because with the technology we have today, you can do remote meetings anytime, any place, from anywhere.
So, if she works there, you still don't think she should be doing it. That's my question, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
No one else is getting a snack. Like, you know what I mean? You don't eat in the middle.
You are right. You are right, hon. All right. Thank you very much.
Unless everybody's having milk.
Right. Let's go. Did you bring enough for everybody?
Bring enough for everybody.
Dan, hi. Who's the douchebag here?
The douchebag is the boss, and the first thing that ran to my mind was Got Milk. That'd be a great commercial there, but no, it's the boss.
Okay.
That's it. Not her, not the baby, the boss.
Yep. It seems weird that any boss would allow their girlfriend to come in and sit in a meeting if she does not work there.
Yeah,
so part of me thinks she does work there.
So let's say she does work there.
Yeah.
I mean, is the baby there 24/7 too? I mean, with her when she's there all day?
Maybe she works in the office and the guys are on the job. They're not in the office. Maybe she has a playpen in the office. I have no problem with that. I don't care.
Yeah.
These guys are out. They're not hanging around in the office all day.
No.
These are construction guys or type guys that are out doing something. So I have no problem with that. If she's an employee, my answer would have definitely been
wouldn't be distracting to a bunch of construction guys
that are off on the job.
Yeah,
that
they're
are off
not.
On the job though, not
usually
in the office.
There, but still,
you're only going there once every other week.
Construction guys are known for catcalls for crying out loud.
Yeah, okay.
Stop.
All right, let's go to Fred in Sanford. Hey,
what's
Fred.
Bill doing in the back?
Fred.
Hey, I gotta say, regardless of whether she works there or not, it's the boss's responsibility to maintain an air of professionalism when he's conducting a meeting.
You're right.
Even if she works there. The meeting can be adjusted 20 minutes one way or the other so that she can take care of business with the baby. Put that aside. If she does work there, she needs to have her mind on the meeting, not on her boob.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think her mind's on her boob. I think it's on the baby, but I got you. You're down with
the
boss.
He's going over these safety things, and nobody's paying attention.
Did any of you put your lifelines on?
OSHA will be by today.
Let's go to Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning.
Good morning. So who's the douchebag here, the boss for allowing it or the writer for wanting to complain about it?
I think it's definitely the boss.
Wow, we're headed to a slam douche dunk here. You think so?
Absolutely.
Does it matter?
A meeting is no place for a baby.
So it doesn't matter if she works there?
I don't think so at all.
Okay.
It's just not professional.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We are on the verge, my friends, of an STD. Just so you know, not an STD.
Okay.
That is something totally different. We're not on the verge of that. An STD.
We're not going to need a Q-tip.
Slam, douche, dunk.
They don't do it like that
they
anymore.
They don't do it like that anymore.
Found that out.
Mark in Rochester. Hi. Who's the douchebag?
Hey.
Oh,
the bosses. No doubt about
it.
So
hey. All right. So there it is.
Fonz.
It is. He says it's the
Fonzie.
Boss. There you go. All right. Hey.
You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag now.
I gotta tell you something. I think out of all the topics that we talk about on this show, I think public breastfeeding is the most polarizing subject that we talk about.
And traffic circles.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really polarized by it. You're the only one that gets
really
whacked
wound
out
about it.
You're the only one that gets really whacked out about
it. Those five people.
The boss of the douchebag. Show some class. Cover up while you're breastfeeding. It's almost unanimous.
The writer is the douchebag. The boss is the boss. His shop, his rules. That's life, for better or worse.
And that's also true. That is also true. I just think that if you're faced with something like that, you're the one making a big deal of it. Really, you're the one that's, get over it.
Neither one is really a douchebag, but I have to make a choice, so I'm going to pick it's the emailer.
Yeah. No reason for the girlfriend to be there during the lunch meeting.
Why would I have my baby at work?
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Well, some people,
she's part of the company and say she's doing stuff from home and she's out on leave right now to have the baby and she needs to be there, I don't have a problem with that. But if she's just there...
Crutchy, here's one that says, if I play with my iPad during the whole meeting, people would say I was disrespectful. If you're at a meeting, act like a professional. It's not about what she's doing. It's about why she's there. Who let the wife breastfeed in front of a bunch of dudes, and what kind of wife would actually do that? It's a girlfriend. It's not a wife. She may not have a choice. I don't know. Scary, but I agree with Andy. One, why is there a baby in the office? That's a distraction. If she's not an employee, she doesn't belong in the meetings. I agree with that.
We don't know.
While it's a beautiful thing, there are places to go that are private, and I do not want my wife whipping out anything in front of a room full of dudes. I never saw a woman breastfeed and whip anything out. Now, it doesn't get whipped out. It gets taken out, you know what I mean? But not whipped out. I don't get that. She's killing two birds with one stone. It works into lunchtime, so she's all business. She can be more productive during lunch. So, okay. Well, there you go.
Very interesting.
Some of your answers there. Not bad. Good luck with that. It is an unusual situation, and something tells me we didn't get all the facts.
That's what I feel like.
I'd like to know if she works there.
We went based on what we got.
Or she just there to
the intel. I don't know what more facts we needed. I mean, the question was, is it appropriate to have your breast out uncovered breastfeeding a child in a business meeting that's all men? That's the question. It doesn't matter whether she works there or whether or not.
I'm a nursing mom. My son is 14 months old. I'm an advocate for nursing in public with or without a cover. But if this woman just shows up for a meeting, is not an employee at the company, or has any vested interest in the company, then the boss is the douche.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, Alexis. If she does work there, it changes everything.
Yeah.
I agree with that. All right, there you go. Good one. Nice job. If you got a problem, you can email it to us.
Greg
at
MorningBuzz.com.
Nice job. Thanks for agreeing with me.
Whip them out.
MorningBuzz.com. And there you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. Some big stuff happening next week. The last week of the Buzz Summer Six Pack. You can get in on it, okay? Enjoy. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the show. We had some fun doing it for you today. Don't forget to click subscribe. I know. I'm going to remind you because, you put it off. Click subscribe. All right. We'll get right back at it now. Let's go.